core event is the oppression of the Israelites in Egypt and the early life of Moses, establishing the context for God's deliverance. The main characters are the Israelites, the Egyptian king, midwives Shifra and Puah, family, and Pharaoh's daughter. Relationships are defined by oppression, distance, divine providence. The historical context follows Joseph's death, with Israel growing into a nation enslaved in Egypt. The sequence begins with Israel multiplying greatly after Joseph's generation died. A new king, not knowing Joseph, enslaved the Israelites with forced labor. But they continued to multiply, causing Egyptian dread. Pharaoh ordered Hebrew midwives to kill newborn boys. But they feared God and spared them, bidding God to bless them. Pharaoh then commanded all his people to throw Hebrew boys into the Nile. A Levite woman bore a son, kept him for 3 months, then placed him in a basket in the Nile reeds. His sister watched as Pharaoh's daughter discovered the baby, pity, and adopted him with the sister, arranging for the mother to nurse him. He was named Moses. After growing up, Moses killed an Egyptian for beating a Hebrew, fled to Midian after his act became known, rescued the daughters of Reuel, Porah, and had a son. Israelites groaned in slavery, remembering his covenant. The New Testament passage recounts this, noting the increase of Israel, treacherous new king, exposure of infants, Moses' rescue and upbringing by Pharaoh's daughter, and his Egyptian education. The psalm responds by declaring that without the Lord's intervention, enemies would have swallowed Israel alive like a raging flood. The trajectory moves from prosperous multiplication to severe oppression, then to the birth and preservation of a deliverer, Moses, whose early actions lead to exile. The event concludes with Israel's cry prompting God's covenantal remembrance, setting the stage for the Exodus. This positions the narrative as the origin of Israel's slavery and the providential preparation of Moses within the larger biblical story of God's promise to Abraham.